Hi, my name is Matthew Muha, and I have released the first version of .conf theme for Drupal, and right now I'd like to present it to you and show you how it works. The whole idea behind the .conf theme is configurability. You're supposed to be able to choose many different aspects of your website's appearance. You're supposed to be able to decide how everything looks like. The first version concentrates on layout. You can choose how wide your website is, whether it's 700 pixels or 900 pixels in size. You can have up to 10 regions. You control where every single region is, how big it is, and which region holds your website's main content. Let's look at the live example, my blog. This is it. It's a regular theme. It's called Glossy Blue, and it has three regions. Content region, right sidebar, and the footer. And you can place your blocks in any of these three regions. We will switch to .conf theme in a second, and we'll try to do something like this. We will leave main content, the article, Last.fm and Tableau module for Drupal in this area. We'll move navigation to the right. Oh, we'll leave it in the right, but here here we have some extra blocks, my favorite albums and my favorite artists, and also I have my favorite tracks, which I haven't enabled yet. Okay, and we will try to position them below the main content. Here we'll have those three blocks, so we will want to have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 different regions on the page, and we'll be able to put any number of blocks inside each of these regions. We will not put any blocks inside the main region because, well, we just want our main content in there. Okay, let's move on. Administer themes. Let's enable .conf theme. And now configure. You have all the usual configuration details in the top, and some configuration details specific to .conf theme in the bottom. Now, I haven't been able to create a configuration tool within Drupal. I have made an external tool instead. Here's the link to this tool. And if you want to start with whatever grid you have working in your Drupal installation right now, you click on the second link. Okay, let's move to the configuration tool. It's pretty simple. We will edit our grid in here, and then we will take the code from the bottom of the page and paste it into Drupal. Also, if you ever want to paste a link to this exact grid to someone else, you can use permalink. Or if you want to use this tool to generate a blueprint CSS grid outside of Drupal, you can use this HTML code. I haven't said it before, this theme is used on an excellent blueprint CSS framework. Okay, let's start. That's our area that we're going to be editing. We have a single cell. You can split it, you can create children within it, or you can add a new level below. Let's try to split it first. Oh, and when you have more than one region within one level, you can resize those cells inside. Okay, we will split the second region. We can add new levels or even inside this region. Okay, so let's, oh, and also you can change your pages width. Let's try with regular 950 pixels. Okay, let's reset it to a single cell. And we want to split it, move a few notches here, create kits within the main region. We want three kits, so let's split this one and move it so they are more or less equal in size. Okay, so let's now export it to Drupal. Copy and paste. We're choosing which one, which of these regions is going to hold main content of the website, and it's alpha, this region. And also we can choose to show ugly background colors so we know exactly how big our regions are. We can enable it just for testing. Okay, let's save the configuration and see how our page looks like. Okay, we need to assign certain blocks to those regions first. So we want it in those three regions, in Bravo, Charlie, and Delta, we want to have our Last.fm music blocks. So let's move them. Favorite artists to Bravo, favorite albums to Charlie, and favorite tracks to Delta. Also, we want navigation and my tabos in this column on the right. Navigation in echo and my tabos in echo. Also, alpha is left empty. The main content is going to be there. We could of course place some blocks in it and it would be placed below the main content. All right, let's save it and take a look at it right now. Refresh, and this is what we have: main content, Last.fm blocks, and the navigation area. How about we move my tabos somewhere in here? We would create two regions on the right. Let's try it. We go to themes, use the second link to start with our current grid, and we split this area something like this. Copy, paste in here. Save configuration, and now we need to move those blocks again a little bit. So we want tabos in echo and navigation in Foxtrot. So we're moving navigation to Foxtrot. Save blocks. And Refresh. Here we go. We could also make my favorite albums column a bit wider. My favorite artists doesn't need that much space. Let's try it. Just click it once. Copy. Paste in here. We don't need those ugly colors right now. And refresh again. That's it. This is our layout as we have just created it. This is just the first version of this theme. The next versions will bring more things to configure. I'm thinking about different appearances of blocks. For example, you could decide that you want nice rounded corners in this area and some green backgrounds below these blocks, or maybe green here and blue here, whatever. We can experiment. I'm looking to get any input from you. Maybe you'd like to see some special functionality. Please feel free to come to my blog and comment on it. Okay, thanks for watching this screencast. I hope I wasn't too nervous. It was the very first one that I've ever recorded. Okay, thank you very much and see ya.